Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Worst talk show host ever.
Oh, please. Everybody's going to miss that kind of thing.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I believe Robert in Arizona has been waiting patiently. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good afternoon, Julia and gents.
It's on your mind, sir.
Segue back to the last hour briefly. I'm confused as to why so many people seem to want to break into an intellectual property. It seems to me that stealing is stealing. It seems that we should be trying to work ways to prevent that. One of the ways that was an early way of patenting, say, prior to the patent office, was that you could write out, say, your manuscript or your scientific formulae or a book and basically mail it to yourself. And back in the early days, we had provisional stamps. But you basically mail it to yourself and have the stamp put on the seal of the envelope. And you never open that until such time as it needs to be open in a court of arbitration. And that, by the date affixed, proves that you came up with the idea first.
Sure.
That might be something that may be very valuable in the future.
Yeah, it's sort of an older method, and I would think that the marketplace would probably come up with more, 21st century means of protecting ideas. But I don't think that the protection of ideas is something that is unwanted by the marketplace. Certainly, people want that, and I think that you'll see the marketplace coming up with, in the absence of government, in the absence of so-called copyright and patents and monopoly protection, as I like to call it, or monopoly privilege. You will see the marketplace coming up with ideas. I mean, our callers have already come up with several very good ideas as to how the market could protect these concepts without using the force of the government.
Yeah, I think we need to eliminate the government, but I do think that we need to protect intellectual and scientific property if at all
possible. Very good. Robert, did you have any other thoughts?
Yes, I did. I had two that I called about. One concerns me. You had a call the other night from someone up in Iowa, I believe it was, that was very concerned about the open borders and was referring to the Pueblo Indians of Arizona. And actually, we have two Indian tribes that are just to the south and west of Tucson that are being divided in half by this proposed wall. We're having, you know, mothers and sons, uncles from families, community centers divided off.
Are these the tribes? A quick question on these guys. Because we read a story, and I don't remember if it was in Arizona. I think it was sort of a tribe of Indians that's throughout the South. And basically, some of them live on one side of the border, some of them live on the other, and they just make a habit of just daily, or whenever they feel like it, just crossing the border to go and visit their family members and their friends. And is that who you're referring to?
Exactly. It's the Toota Odoms and the Pascua Yaquis. And primarily the Toota Odoms, they're the largest of the two tribes, and they simply just walk across because for them it's an arbitrary line. And they've been
Absolutely.
There far longer than us, and now we're talking about putting up this wall, which will divide families in half. I mean, it's
Well, as I understand it, I haven't seen, I agree with you, but I haven't seen any stories, and I presume maybe you have, but I haven't seen stories that are threatening their areas of the border. From what I understand, the wall that is at least being proposed at this point isn't even a complete wall, and it'll only be 700 miles, so it won't even be the entire southern border. So I don't know if that will affect them yet. I don't know if that's been proposed. I'm sure someone has thrown it out there, but I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
The Minutemen in this area are now putting it up. Since the United States has not done it, the Minutemen have taken it upon themselves.
How can they do that? I mean, is it their property? Can they construct a fence off their property? I don't understand.
No, it's not their property.
Wasn't that the group of young men and women that were It was on Penn and Teller's BS the other night, the episode on immigration.
Yeah, they had the Minutemen on that show.
Yeah, and they actually had run out of funding, so they can't really finish the fence right now. So it was just a bunch of poles with American flags on it.
Yeah, I don't know how fast they're going to be able to get that
part
job.
Part of it has got American flags, but a large part of it has got fence on it right now also.
Well, you know what? I think what you should do is go and watch the episode of Penn and Teller's BS from last week. It was the immigration episode.
It was so good.
They showed the immigrants. They had some real immigrants build a real two-scale model of the wall that's being proposed. And then they challenged them to get through the wall. And they managed to cut through the wall in under 3 minutes flat. The guys digging underneath it managed to dig underneath it in 5 minutes flat. And the guys going over top of it, actually the ones that took the longest. So, you know, it's not going to do anything. It's just, these guys laugh at this sort of thing. Amazing. Robert, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. It really was an amusing, fun segment. And I recommend that everyone watch it. Because basically their point was, and it was a great point, is that the U.S. government wants to spend, I think it was $60 billion taxpayer dollars on this 700 miles of fencing, which,
right,
again, won't be contiguous. It will be just, you know, 100 miles here, 100 miles there, that sort of thing. And
as though that's going to keep anybody in.
Right. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything to keep anybody out. Even if it was an entire border fence, it wouldn't do it because these guys can just, you know, snip right through it.
What, do you have a pair of tin snips
tin
or something?
Tin snips is what they said that they have.
Tin snips or a shovel.
Yeah. And they just went right through it. So $60 billion is essentially just throwing money down a rat hole. Well, of course, it's your money. It's not their money. So what do they care, right?
Oh, they're making jobs.
Well, certainly some fence-building companies will, whoever are politically connected, are definitely going to benefit from this. And they also pointed out that in many cases, the fence-building companies are actually hiring the very illegal immigrants to build the fences.
Yes, they are.
So, just another government boondoggle. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Quick update. Looks like at this point, Ron Paul is it, as far as the presidential race is concerned, at least at this point in the game, as far as someone who, as if you're a liberty-loving individual, that's pretty much your only option at this point. Because Doug Stanhope has thrown in the towel. He was sort of somebody that I was keeping my eyes on, and I know a number of other people were as well. Doug Stanhope, known as a nationally known comedian. He was the host of the Man Show for a while. And he's now thrown in the towel. Stanhope in 08 has quit in 07. This is a message from Doug. He says, "For all of our false optimism, forced enthusiasm, and the tireless effort of a small team of close friends, we couldn't get past the wall of bureaucracy. The Federal Election Commission proved insurmountable in their spider web of legal finger-effing. The idea that I could run an effective campaign rested on the fact that I tour constantly for a living and have a built-in audience in media wherever I go."
Right.
You know, you go to a gig and there's a radio station that's going to want to have you in and interview you and that's
right. To some extent, it's kind of shtick. I mean, he's running for president and he's a comedian. Isn't that great?
FEC rules, however, would not allow for me to campaign at paid gigs while also retaining a personal income from those shows. Says, if I can't recruit from my shows, I'm about as effective as standing on a milk crate in the city park. Even our crafty attempts at creating our own loopholes in the laws, like jailhouse attorneys trying to invent and employ makeshift last-minute defenses, still came up short in the face of the Federal Election Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The system is set up to keep the two-party monopoly as free from competition as possible.
It absolutely is.
The penalties for effing up with the FEC rules make IRS penalties look like fetish spankings, and I F up quite a bit. The other problem was simply in making the whole thing fun. The more rules, paperwork, and BS we'd run into, the less creative and funny it was becoming. The process started to feel like when we had to clean it up for the Man Show, and we all know how well that worked out. Our intention in this campaign was to try to get media attention for the Libertarian Party, and we've got no intention of giving up that campaign. It's frustrating to see this country bordering on totalitarianism and having viable options like the Libertarians completely blacked out. You see, Doug Stanhope hasn't quite given up on the Libertarian Party yet, and neither have I. I haven't completely given up on it. It's just that I'm frustrated and burnt out with it. But, you know, this is it. Political burnout in action. You had somebody that was really excited about running for president, and then he saw what the regulations were and realized that if he wanted to make a living, he couldn't do something like this. And he's not independently wealthy enough to go it alone.
Do we need regulations like this for somebody running?
Let's talk about it coming up, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 3rd, 2007, spot gold $674.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $696.46, $350.27 for half ounce, and $173.13 for quarter ounce coins. That's $696.46, $350.27, and $175.13. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Bert and Ernie know parenting's challenging, especially when children think they're in charge. When I come back, I'll tell you about someone else who's trying to be the boss.
Bobby Ligas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
On Sesame Street or any road, children aren't the only ones whining, kicking, and screaming. Family cars are getting in on that action. Like your kids, your car wants to run the show. As it gets older, it'll squeal, pop, shake, rattle, and roll you into a fury. If that doesn't get your attention, it'll leave you stranded, which will drive you into the shop for repairs. Take charge. Keep your car on its best behavior by following owner's manual service schedules, like a bedtime rule, and dressing it in Sunday best with car wash and wax. Cars, they're easy when you take care of them. Kids, now that's another story. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. Now the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Get signed up for the updates. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of Sickle CAI, they have a full-orbed approach on account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables.
SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
You know, they've got the Free Talk Live drinking games that our listeners have come up with on the BBS.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should add a rule to the drinking game. Anytime Ian screws up the phone sponsor, that'd be a good time.
Yep.
Take a drink. All right. 800-259-9231. So then, we were talking about Doug Stanhope bailing out on running for president. There are a number of people that were pretty excited about this because the Libertarian Party for the longest time has been sort of in an internal debate about, well, you know, who should the Libertarian Party run for president? Should they run someone who is a very principled individual, but a no-name person? Or should the Libertarian Party run a person with a name, like a Doug Stanhope or a Kurt Russell or Clint Eastwood or something like that, even though they might not be completely principled? And so there's this sort of been this internal debate about this for years. Then Doug Stanhope shows up and throws his hat in the ring for the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. And I think a lot of people got pretty excited because not only is Doug Stanhope sort of a name, he's no Clint Eastwood, but you know, he's got some name
something.
Status. He's probably got the biggest name that any potential Libertarian Party presidential candidate's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a principled guy. So you had sort of the best of both worlds with him. But unfortunately, he's taken his hat out of the ring at this point because the Federal Elections Commission rules basically say that he just can't do his job and campaign at the same time.
Right. You know, in the same way that I think Howard Stern was trying to run for president at one point, and
really?
They wouldn't let him say anything about it on his radio show because it's not fair. The other candidates don't have radio shows.
Otherwise, it's an in-kind campaign contribution or something. There's all kinds of stupid rules. And you know, I was a campaign manager for a campaign down in Florida. It was a state house campaign. And one thing I didn't want to do was be the treasurer. Keep me away from that crap. And fielding phone calls and dealing with people on that sort of end, I can handle that. But dealing with the quarterly reports that the government wants you to fill out and whatever other bureaucratic hurdles and paperwork, no thank you. And I can't even imagine, that was just for a state house race. I can't even begin to conceptualize the amount of rules and regulations that the FEC has, the Federal Elections Commission, to hold over your campaign.
What's the purpose of the rules?
Well, the political excuse is that, well, we don't want politics to be corrupted by corporate money, so we need lots of rules and regulations. That's what their excuse is. They don't want...
Politics aren't corrupt at all.
Well, that's just it. See, politics is corrupt, and they have all these rules in place, but obviously there are loopholes, there are ways for people that know the system to work the system.
The politicians.
The politicians who create the rules. And so it gives them an excuse to, you know, get all angry every 5 years or so and say, we need comprehensive election reform.
And then
we need to take the money out of politics.
In the process, they keep the average man out of politics, and only the professional politicians really, and the two big political parties really have what it takes to get somebody elected at this point.
Right, so recently there was the most recent example of so-called election reform was the McCain-Feingold election reform
debacle.
Bill. Which I don't really remember all the terrible things that it did, but one of the things that it did was that it made it so that you cannot... I don't remember the specifics, so if I'm getting this a little wrong, please call and correct me at 800-259-9231. But there are new regulations that say that basically you cannot run a campaign ad that attacks... Was it any candidate or just the incumbent? I don't remember the details. But they say you can't run attack advertising within a 30 to 60 day period before the election in any federal election. So just essentially crushing the freedom of speech when it comes to campaign advertising.
Well, I thought the McCain-Feingold Act also made it very difficult for third parties to, make it.
I think there were some third party restrictions added in there.
I know
as well.
That the Libertarians hate it.
But it's all sold to the American public on the basis of, We're taking the money out of politics because money's evil, right? See, that's the message that the big government people want to get across, is that money's evil, and so therefore we need to take it make it so that people can't contribute to political campaigns. This is where they want to go. They haven't gotten there completely yet, but they want to make it so that individuals and companies can no longer contribute to political campaigns, and that all political campaigns are centrally financed via the federal government.
Mm, that's nice. So only the candidates the federal government likes, for whatever reason, will be have a chance of getting financed.
Well, of course, there will be certain parameters set on it. You know, you'll have to poll at a certain percentage, or, you know, your party will have to be officially recognized. But basically, the idea is that if you get qualified and for this central financing, then the government and the taxpayers will fund your campaign, which is actually a really lousy idea, because then everyone's paying to promote everyone else's ideas.
Right.
So then, instead of me being able to give a contribution to Ron Paul or Doug Stanhope or somebody like that and say, yeah, Ron, I support where your campaign's coming from. In fact, I'm writing you a check. I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. And all the people that disagree with Ron Paul would be forced to fund his campaign. And likewise, you and I would be forced to fund the campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani and all these other big government freaks. We'd all be forced to throw our money into the ring for these people to just take.
Wow.
You know, and it's a great example of how the government creates the problem, and then the government comes up with a solution for the problem that is more government.
Right, so they created corrupt elections, and they're constantly promoting.
Of course, there's corrupt elections, and of course, companies want to fund their horse in the race, because now the presidency has so much power. Now, you know, this is every
federal office.
Right. Back before Lincoln was in office, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal to be president. I think I read Newsweek's list of the 10 worst presidents of all time. Must have been 7 of them were prior to Lincoln. And the reason that they were bad presidents, according to Newsweek, or I may have this wrong, it might have been U.S. News and World Report. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was one of those magazines. And the reason that they said that they were bad presidents essentially is they didn't do enough.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that makes them good presidents.
I would have to concur. So, you know, if it wasn't for the presidency being so powerful and having so much control, then it wouldn't really matter.
800-259-9231. So it's really amusing watching the people that are out there calling for election reform get all upset and say, this new set of rules is going to fix government elections for good. This will eliminate all the corruption from government elections. And, I mean, come on. All they do, all these regulatory reforms, all they do is enshrine the power structures in Washington, D.C. ever further to just make it so the Republicans and Democrats are the two choices and there's nothing else out there. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want to the SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams await you. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Two sizes should fit virtually everybody. There you go, over and it's free, over at freetalklive.com. So you bring up whatever's on your mind as we go to the phones and talk to Jody in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jody.
Hey, guys. Hey, Julia.
What's on your mind?
I just kind of wondered what your opinions on patents versus privacy is.
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Well, I kind of find them same sort of thing. Like if a person has no right to privacy, I'm wondering privacy or patents kind of seems like privacy is for people, and they're just trying to, I don't know, use the government to protect their privacy.
I see where you're coming from. I think that what you mean to say is that, okay, if you want privacy, you have to work to protect your privacy. You have to work to ensure your privacy. Having privacy takes effort. It takes money. If you don't want to expend that effort at money, then you won't have as much privacy as you could. Similarly, your ideas also, if you want them protected, are going to take effort and going to take money in order to protect in the free marketplace. So like Rob in Georgia was pointing out, if you're a book author and you want to release your book in a series, you can say, okay, well, I'll release the next chapter when I get X amount of dollars. That way you're protecting your ideas before you're releasing them out into the free marketplace where ideas are free. And that's the way ideas should be. Once they leave your possession, once you no longer have control of your ideas, in my opinion, anybody should be able to pick them up and do as they please with them.
Yeah, I just see them kind of as stopping a person from coming up with the idea after the fact. Like, I don't think it really matters if somebody comes up with an idea first. As long as the person honestly comes up with the idea afterwards, then, there's no problem with that.
Right. Now, that's sort of the difference between copyright law in the United States and patent law in the United States. In copyright law, you and I could write the same book and independently and uniquely, and we would both have rights to it. In patent law, you and I could create the same product, and whichever one of us created it first is the one who has the right to it.
Right, right. And I guess that's the problem I got with patents. I
do too.
I always see them as like whole. I think they were first invented or just to kind of promote ideas, but I think they do just the opposite.
It's typical of government programs. I mean, government, you see it in all sorts of areas where government gets in with a lofty goal of, well, in this case, we're going to help protect inventors. Well, as it turns out, the patent process has gutted inventors' abilities and their rights and really turned the power over to patent lawyers more so than anything else.
I don't know a lot about patents. You have to pay money to submit something,
Do.
A lot of money?
Anything that has to do with the government.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know how much money. That's a good question. What is the application fee for a patent? And then what are the fees that come after that? Because inevitably,
also, I wonder how long it takes for them to process your patent application.
Who knows?
Years?
That's an excellent question. Maybe Wikipedia knows the answer. But did you have any final thoughts for us, Jody?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one other kind of funny thing that happened around here. We just got in Nova Scotia. We just got Sunday shopping approved, so it's now legal to actually do that.
Hold on a second. You couldn't buy anything in Nova Scotia on Sundays up until this point?
No, it seemed, well, that's kind of what the idea was, but really it was big stores, right? The little guy wanted to take the big guy down, so they wanted a big law, right? Mm. So what they ended up doing is they were going by square footage of your workplace. And what ended up happening, and I thought it was kind of funny, they had the RCMP going out to the all the stores armed with measuring tape, and they were going to press charges. But I'm glad to see now that we are now free to shop on Sundays. The only
That's
bad
amazing.
Thing about
so
it.
Wait, let me see if I understand this correctly. You're saying that the law said that if you're over, say, 50,000 square feet, you cannot open on Sunday, but smaller stores can.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
That's politics. Oh, great. You get to pay more for your toilet paper on Sunday. Thanks for the call, Jody. We appreciate it. Because that's just a fact. You're going to pay more at a mom-and-pop store for your toilet paper than you will at the big box chain store.
And what if you work Monday through Saturday just trying to feed your family?
Tough, pal.
And that's your day to go to, that would be a convenient day to go to Walmart or Target or wherever.
Sunday is my shopping day, typically.
Mm-hmm.
I like to shop on Sundays.
Can you imagine? I mean, when we go out shopping on Sundays, where do we go?
Walmart.
Home Depot. We go to the big box grocery store. If those stores were closed, where the hell could we go? There's nothing. I mean, you can't go and buy. There are so many products at a big box store that are just not available at local mom and pop stores. Okay, yeah, there's the mom and pop hardware store where you can, there's a decent selection of hardware and you can get
but
the basics.
But there's a reason that Builders Square and Home Depot and Lowe's are in existence is because you just couldn't get what you wanted to get at the local Ace.
Mom and pop,
they're great if they're convenient to you.
Absolutely, I'm not downing them. They have their place. That's why they're still in business, right? Because the marketplace realizes they're valuable
and a lot of great service there.
And the service is great, but you can't walk in and buy a stack of plywood from them. They just don't have it in stock. And so, again, I think that's just an insane rule.
Is there such a thing as a small, mom-and-pop grocery store nowadays?
In New York City, they've got those little Korean stores and that sort of thing.
And if you think of a convenience store, a convenience store is basically a grocery store.
I hate shopping at convenience stores for groceries.
I understand.
Well, prices are awful. I mean, the reason why they're called convenience stores is you're paying for the convenience of having it down the street from you. You go and you buy a half gallon of milk at a convenience store, odds are good you're going to pay more than what you're paying.
Generally, that's true.
Though there are exceptions. There was one time where the convenience store, one of the convenience stores around here, had all the box stores beat on milk price. And they had a sign out by the side of the road announcing that. So we went in there and bought some milk from them. So anyway, it's just crazy. Just the crazy socialist, protectionist rules that just need to go away. Look, if you can't make it in the marketplace on your own by innovating and selling things and providing good service, then the law should not be there to keep you in business.
I have to agree.
Whether it be a protectionist law like, okay, you can open Sundays, but you businesses can't, or it's some sort of law that says, well, if you start failing as a business person, the taxpayers will bail you out. Bailouts are the, I mean, that's, this isn't as bad as a bailout, but it's sort of like a partial bailout. It's like a 1/7 per week bailout, basically.
Mm-hmm. And well, if you look at in that case, in where was it? Canada, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
They used the law to go after big businesses. In a lot of cases, I would say more big businesses managed to use the law to protect their business.
That tends to be how it works.
And you know, that's what regulations are. That's what licensing is. It just makes it difficult for a person to get into business themselves.
I think the real tragedy of this Sunday law that Jody was talking about, though, are the poor people who, you know what, however you feel about Walmart and other big box chains, the fact is their buying power and their business models. I was just reading an article about how Walmart has just completely changed the face of the flat screen television market. Because I guess during the Christmas season last year, Walmart just slashed $500 off of the price of one of their plasma sets, just because they could.
Yeah.
And Circuit City and the rest of the electronics dealers just started flipping out because, you know, they had to compete. They had to all of a sudden lose. These used to be items that had sweet, sweet margins. You're buying a $1,500 television set, that store's making $700. And so Walmart said, and knocked off $500 of that $700, and then the rest of the store, they might have only been making, you know, $650, so they're making less because they've got to meet Walmart's prices. And all I saw in the article was just a bunch of bitching and moaning from these other companies. Oh, Walmart is there. So I don't care about your bottom line.
Yep, the consumer wins.
Right, I'm a consumer, and I want to get my products for as good of a price as I can get them for. And if I can't go and buy them on Sundays, then that hurts me. It means that I can't spend my money as accurately as I might otherwise decide to do. It means I won't be getting the good deals that I would normally get. And that's not good for poor people. So open 7 days a week, that's a good thing. More on the way, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. All the features are completely free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done over 370 of our listeners, by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And I'm to the point right now where I can process amplifiers on a once-a-week basis. So if you sign up for AMP and I haven't actually upgraded you yet, please be patient. I will get to you. I'm doing it on Saturdays. So I will get to you. And also, we've got our man, behind-the-scenes man, developing a very cool application that will allow amplifiers to be completely automated, where you don't have to wait for me to go and actually push buttons to upgrade you and that sort of thing. So the whole process is going to get a lot smoother. You'll be able to log into your AMP account and change information. So, you know, you need to upgrade your credit card number or whatever, change your address, that sort of thing. You'll be able to do all that soon. So we're working on it. And amp.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the show, you want to help promote it, get it on more radio stations, help more people find the message of freedom and liberty, then pony up $3 a month. It's a totally voluntary option. You get some access to AMP perks like the AMP Only phone line, chat room, and forum. And all the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's see here. I think Zach is off the line. Mike's off the line. So, oh, patent fees. I found some of them.
Okay.
Just because you were curious. The basic utility patent application filing fee. And this is from 2005, so they might have gone up. But it was $1,000 for a large entity. I guess that's the size of the company. I'm not sure. Or $500 for a small entity. Then there are all sorts of other fees here. I don't know which ones apply. Like if you're just an individual inventor and you want to get your invention patented, I'm not sure which of these you actually have to pay for. You know, there are appeal fees. So if they deny your patent, you can appeal it, and then you've got to pay them $250 for that. A request for an oral hearing is $500. A design patent application is $400. I'm only naming the smaller entity fees.
So if just because you've patented something doesn't guarantee that the thing's going to sell. I'm
no,
sure that there's inventors out there that have patented a great deal of things and spent at $500 a pop.
Right.
A great deal
that's
of
per,
money.
That's per patent, and, mm-hmm. and many inventions
and
require multiple patents.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why that is, but that's just
I've
how
seen
it is.
It.
Right, you see a new item coming out and it says, you know,
several
patents.
Patent numbers behind it.
There are like 10 different patent numbers after.
Mm-hmm.
So, doesn't sound too affordable for, you know, the average inventor who's just kind of, you know, he's working at a normal job and then on the side inventing. This is what a lot of inventors do. They invent with their spare time. Inventing is their hobby. They know that they're not necessarily going to be able to make a living off of it, but it's something that they love. You know, like a lot of people play music. all inventors are the same way. And it's just the whole patent process is just so sad because it's really the area of expertise for lawyers. There is, after all, patent law. And it's very unlikely that an inventor, Joe Average, is going to be able to conceptualize what all the patent law means, let alone even begin to delve into all of the details. I know I sure as hell couldn't. I can't read legalese. If somebody puts legalese in front of me, I just want to go shoot myself because it's just that awful.
It is awful to have to read that crap.
Let's go to Zach in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Just a couple quick things to talk to you guys about. I think it was Tuesday night you guys were talking about hate crimes.
Mm-hmm. So-called, yeah.
Okay. I heard you guys were a little confused on if statute has actually been passed in some states, and I think you were saying that the federal government wanted to pass the same thing. At least what a lot of states have been doing is they don't have a hate crime statute specifically. I can just speak from Minnesota. Our criminal code provides certain enhancements for, like, assault, armed robbery, things like that. And they protect against profession and then certain biases. So we do actually have hate crimes. You just can't really find them easily in the books.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you saying, though, well, hold on a second. Are you saying that in the case of somebody assaulting another person, if they reveal their hate for the other person, that charges will increase? Or I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Wow, okay, so that is out there. But perhaps it's not at a federal level then.
No, not yet. Just real quick, assaults motivated by bias, age, national origin, anything like that, you can have imprisonment for not more than 1 year added, and or a fine of $3,000. That's just for assault. So things like that, they might tack on an extra year or two.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for the information. Any other thoughts?
I believe you guys have talked about this before, but I wanted to pick your brain on, I think one of the easiest solutions to immigration is just this guest worker program that everybody's been talking about. And I'm not an expert on the program, but from what I've heard, it's just Mexicans that live on the border. They're looking for jobs. That's why they come here. If there's a job right over the border, they'll go there to work and then go back to Mexico at night.
Well, the problem with the guest worker program is it seems to be just more of the same, which essentially is you have to be sponsored by a company to come here, and if you leave that company for whatever reason, then you've got to go back to Mexico. So it's more or less indentured servitude, and then once the company's done with you, you have to go back to Mexico anyway.
Oh, okay.
Don't the companies also have to, like, put them up in housing and everything like that, too? I mean, when you say sponsored by the company, you really mean sponsored by the company,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're staying in company housing. They're staying, I mean, they're completely essentially owned for a certain period of time by this company. You know, if people want to allow immigrants to have jobs, as I think it should be, why does the government have to get involved? Why does there need to be a national program, a new government program created in order to administrate this? Let's just get rid of welfare, open the borders, and let anybody come over here and make a better life for themselves. Let them find their own jobs on their own terms. Let the market
operate.
That's
how it used to be.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, short story from Twin Falls, Idaho. You had mentioned on the air recently that in the instance of a heroic man perhaps carrying a weapon and taking out, like a killer, let's say a killer mm-hmm. walks into a Wendy's and starts shooting people, and this is an area of the country, say New York City, where guns are banned. You
right.
can't conceal carry. But someone's concealed carried anyways and happens to be in the restaurant at that time and shoots the killer, right?
Right.
Hero, obviously, saved maybe 10 lives. And you suggested that in those cases, the cops won't charge. You don't think the cops will charge.
Seems
you.
Unlikely.
Well, just take this case as an example of how heartless these bureaucrats can be. Canoeist Dennis Bourne and his companions were stunned when they saw a woman jump off the Perrine Bridge in Twin Falls, her body landing near them in the Snake River. Many in the group were crying by the time they managed to reach the woman and paddle her body to shore.
Mm.
So Bourne was shocked when an officer walked up and instead of thanking or comforting the group last Sunday, wrote out a couple of $85 tickets for failing to have life jackets on board for either of the two canoes.
God.
Quote, the body was right there, said the 58-year-old Twin Falls resident. A girl deputy was trying to console everybody. Then a sergeant walked up. He said, I see you don't have any life jackets, so I'm going to give you a citation, unquote.
Sick dude.
It seemed a little cold, he said. Twin Falls County Sheriff Wayne Tousley said he stands by the deputy's decision, although he added, quote, could it have been done at another time? He had a discretion, unquote. Bourne said he and his friends are still traumatized from witnessing the death. He plans to contest the citations in court. Quote, maybe you get kind of cold in that job. I think there is a time and a place. They should use common sense. Maybe his superiors could tell him, next time, wait until they get to the dock and the girls aren't crying, unquote. So just an example of how callous these people can be. These guys just fished a body out of the water. They watched a woman kill herself by jumping off of a bridge.
Did their best to save her.
They did what they could to rescue her, presuming she was still alive. They didn't know. They went over to the body, and they did the police's job of getting the damn body out of the river for them.
Right. Somewhat, this goes in the broad category of hero. Perhaps not lucky heroes in getting a live person out of the river, but hero nonetheless. They gave him tickets.
I've been to the Snake River, and it is cold. Jumping in the Snake River is not a pleasant experience.
Any time
I'm
of the
sure.
Year.
Correct.
So here you go. Just one example of how they don't care. They didn't thank these guys. Maybe the female deputy did. I don't know. They don't report that. But these guys didn't get thanked. They were thanked by being handed an $85 citation because of some life jacket law.
It's pretty sick.
So you think that bureaucrats that think this way aren't going to charge people with gun possession when they actually, you know, shoot somebody?
And that ticket's probably not $85. It's a lot more than that.
Probably not.
Jail time.
You know, I've got the bureaucrats' response to this. It's amazing that what their rationale is behind ticketing these guys. I don't know.
The law is the law, you know?
That's pretty much it. We're trying to keep people safe. That's essentially the short version. We give out fines to help remind people to be safe.
Even when they're heroes.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. Since we're talking cops, I think you both have emails about the cops. This is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.